Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah towards the top of the page. Yeah? Makes sense, right? Okay. Okay, good. So, says the Mishnah as follows. Eid Omer Meis Venises. So one aide said, yeah, I saw that this guy, the husband, died. Good. And we know Eid Echad is Neman. In these cases, Mishimiguna, we're believing one aide. Fine. So the Eid Echad says that he died. And then she got married. And then another one comes and says, Lo Meis. Just kidding. Says, no, it's not true. He didn't die. She doesn't have to get divorced. Why? Because you have one and one. The one said that he died, and then one said he didn't die, but the first one, because the first one, she was allowed to get married, so now when the next one comes, she doesn't have to leave her husband, new husband. Okay. Eid Omer Meis. If you have one aide who says that he died, Ushnaim Omerim Lo Meis, and then two aidim come and say he did not die, Afa Bishanises Tetzeh, even though she got married because one witness, and that was fine that she did, but now you have two witnesses who come and say that it's not true, really, he didn't die, so then she has to leave the new husband. Okay? Shnaim Omerim Meis, two said that he died. Ve'eid Omer Lomeis, and then another aide comes and says, no, he didn't die. Alpha Pisha Lomeis, Tinase, even though she has not yet gotten married, now she can. Meaning, so the last case, right, it was two witnesses who said that he died, and then another, only one coming to contradict, even though she hasn't gotten married yet, we discount the one witness, and she can go forward and continue to get married. Fine. Okay. So, says Gemara as follows. Taima Denises. So, we're talking about the first case now, right? Eid Omer Meis Venises Uba Echad V'Amar Lo Meis. She doesn't have to leave. So, but the court case is that the one aide says that he died and then she got married, right? So, says the Gemara, Taima Denises. The reason why we're saying she doesn't have to, you know, she doesn't have to leave the husband because she got married already. Halo Nises Lo Tinase. But the implication is that if she had not yet gotten married, she still shouldn't. She shouldn't get married. Why? Because you still have like one. You have one. You know, one against one, right? So if she got married already, so then fine, leave it alone. But if she hadn't gotten married yet, so then the implication is that she would not be allowed to get married. But really, v'ha'amar Ula. But I thought Ula said, "Kol makom sheheimina Torah eid echad, harei kan shnayim, vein devar shal echad b'makom shnayim." Right? I thought Ula said that whenever the Torah believes an eid echad, the Eid Echad becomes like two, right? And if the Eid Echad becomes like two, then one against two is nothing, right? So if that's true, why are we, meaning once we have elevated the status of the Eid Echad to be like two witnesses, the fact that one comes afterwards should make no difference, even the Gemara is assuming, according to Ula, even if she hasn't gotten married yet. So it says Gemara, fine. Hachi Gamar, this is what it should say. Eid Echad Omer Meis, V'tirulina, say that should be a hey there. V'tirulina, say, and they allowed her to get married. Uba echad va'amar lo meis, and another aide comes and says they didn't die. Lo teitze me heitera harishon, and not lo teitze, she's not to get divorced, but lo teitze meaning she keeps her psak in intact. And even though it was one aide says that he died, the other aide comes in and says he didn't die, and she hasn't gotten married yet, she's allowed to still continue to go ahead and get married based on the original testimony, because the pshat is that the original Eid Echad, his testimony was like elevated to like Shnei Eidim, and therefore when one comes later, it doesn't knock out that testimony. Fine. Okay, next case. Look at Rashi. Lo teitzei mehetera rishon. If you just go across the way on the left side, lo teitzei mehetera rishon. This is an important point. So Rashi says, v'dafki hi tiruha kodem shiyavi eid sheni hamachisha. Right, but this is only true if we had a whole court case, right? And they brought the aid in, and he said, yeah, I saw what happened, etc. And he says that he died, and then they, okay, sock finished. You can get married, right? But aval ba kodem shiyati ruha. But if they're having a conversation and one aide is there and then another aide walks in and says, wait a second, just want you to know, like, it's not true, right? I was there. He didn't die, right? And then you have one versus one in the same moment, right? then modeula the lo samchina akamai akama akasi lo achshavine kitre. Right, because if it happens while they're still convening and they haven't yet given the psak, so then it's one versus one. One versus one, then you're not going to say, oh, what do you mean? 1 8 is like two, the other one means nothing. You don't say that. But that's only true if you already gave a psak, that the one works, so then we dismiss the other one. But if they're standing there together, that'd be a different story.
Okay.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Eid Omer Mace, right? Because the second case now was one eid says that he died, and two say that he didn't die, right? Then what happens? That even though she got married already, she has to leave. So Marsha says, Prita, obviously, right? The ain't Devar Sha'echad, but Malkam Shanayim. You have one versus two, right? That's now not some big Kiddush that the Mishnah is telling me that one aid says something and two aid say something else, that we accept the testimony of the two against the one. Or at the very least, require her to leave the new husband, because at least maybe. Maybe the guy's, you know, still alive. But certainly, one eight, when he's going up against two, that's a zero. So it says, Gemara, no, lo tzrich, I'll tell you why we need this. Why? It's a case of bipsule edus. It's a case of where the two are not two kosher witnesses, but they are psule edus, right? They're women, let's say, for example, right? Or someone who's, they're related to him, or related to each other, or whatever the example is, right? Ukhdrim nechemya. The Tanya, the Sanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Rabbi Nechemya said that whenever the Torah believes one aid, Halach Achar Rov Deos, you go according to the majority of opinions. What do you see what that means? Va'asur Shtei Nashim Beish Echad Keshnei Anashim Beish Echad. What happens? They turn two women, right, as witnesses for a man, as if it was two men coming to give a testimony to a man. So what's going on here? Look at Rashi, Bipsule Eidos, right there on the left side, right across from where we are. Bipsule Eidos. Ve'af agav, the Shnayim Sha'amru lo meis nashim hayu, right? What's one possibility, Bipsule Eidos? It's women, let's say, right? So it's a very important ha'ara. Rav Soloveitchik points out a lot, right? The Bipsule Eidos does not mean some lack of a veracity about what their testimony, that we don't believe them because we think that they don't know what they're talking about. It's halacha of what it means to be kasher v'edus. So, for example, like a king can't give testimony, right? Like, so Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't give testimony, or right? there's all types of individuals who can't give testimony for all a variety of reasons. But it's not because we don't believe them that they're telling the truth. But for a variety of reasons, the Torah has given it, defined who's allowed to give testimony, who's not allowed to give testimony in certain cases. So the point is, when we're dealing with a scenario of, we're allowing Eid Echad, so now bringing in more people, even if they're Psula Eidos, will still be valuable, right? So let's go back to Rashi. But Afagav the Shanaim Shamru Lo Meis Nashim Hayu, even though these people who are saying he didn't die are usually excluded on a technicality. The fact that they're psula edus because they're women, hare eid rishon batel etzlan. Nevertheless, the first aid is knocked out by two, right? Ve'itzrich lashminan ki hagavna, and that's the case you're referring to, right? And referring, that's the chiddush here, is that two versus one can be, even if those two are psula edus. And look at Rashi, continuing Rashi, kol makom shehimin the Torah eid echad ein sham toras edus, meaning whatever the Torah is believing one aid, so then we're not calling this eidos anymore. Ki hechi dechad chashiv psule eidos nami chashive, right? Meaning, once we're accepting one witness, what are we saying? We're not going by the regular rules of testimony anymore. Right? So not saying, oh, we have to follow all the halachas of eidos. We're not. The fact that we're believing, it's usually shnayim, it's two eidim to count as testimony. So we're no longer going by regular testimony. Right? So if that's true, so just like one apostle aid is going to work, you can believe one woman, right, about what happened to this person, right? Just like one man would count, even though one man is not a full set of testimony, because he's not two witnesses. So too, psule, this would also work, right? Hilkach halach achar rov deos ve'ein alecha livdok im ksherim im psulim. One approach sounds like Rashi saying rov deos here is just majority, meaning if you have more people who hold one way, who say we saw one thing, so that is going to outweigh the others. So if you have two women versus one man, So the fact that the man's a kasher of edus and their psula edus doesn't matter because we're not going by the halachos of edus per se. Once we're believing one eid echad, and so that's the chiddush. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that two will knock out one. That's obvious. Two always knocks out one. No, the answer is two psula edim will knock out one kasher eid because at that point, once we're accepting one witness, everybody you go halach achar rov deus. So let's go back to the Gemara. So we said lo tzricha bipsule edus. Reb Nechemia, the son of Reb Nechemia, Omer kol makom sheimina tara eid echad halach achar rov deus. Right? For us, shnei nashim biish echad, kishnei nashim biish echad. Right? So this first approach is to say that what happens is, and the chiddush is that since we're not going by the halachos of regular halachos of edus, not usually really testimony in the same way. So at that point, the two versus one could even be with psule edus. And if you want, I'll tell you a different shot. What's the different shot? Kohecha da asa eid echad kasher meikara afilu mei anashim ke eid echad damin. So that whenever you have one an eid echad kasher right from the beginning, so then even 100 women who come later are all going to be considered like an eid echad and against them, right? So then what's happening here? Ela kagon da sai isha meikara. Right, so what's the case here? It's not that there was one man versus two women, but rather the first was one woman. Right? Vitiratza the Rebbe Nechemia Hachin. Explain Rebbe Nechemia as follows. Rebbe Nechemia Omer Komakam Shahimina Torah Erechad Halach Achar Rav Deos. Whenever the Torah believes in Erechad, you go according to the majority of people, right? V'asu shtei nashim bi'isha achas kishnei nashim bi'isha echad. Meaning the case here, now you'd argue that no, the case was you had one woman and now there's two women. Right? It's all everyone's. What's the case? Psule edus, meaning everybody's psule edus. Meaning if it was one man versus two women, so then it'd be like one. It would be like, you know, they would clash. But if it's one woman and then two women, so then again, once we're not using the classic style of edus, we're allowing psule edus. So then two is better than one. Otherwise, you could argue when he's one and they're two, you'd say okay, but your two is always like one. Right? You could have 100; it's like one. Right? The point that the chiddush is that when you had one that allowed her in, you might have said, oh, one woman allowed her to get remarried. Two women or five women or 10 women isn't going to make a difference. Everyone's like one. The answer is that no. The chiddush is if you had one woman, one psul edus, one edus puzzle who's being believed, then you have two. Then the two actually. The chiddush of Nechemia is the two actually helps. Having more does make a difference, and we trust the two over the one. Fine. Good. Okay, final case of the Mishnah was Shnayim Omer Meis, Ve'ed Omer Lo Meis. Right, so one said that he died, and one said that he didn't die. Afa Pishalo Niseis Tinase. Even though she didn't get married yet, she can continue getting married because the one doesn't knock out the two. So Gemara says that's obvious. Right, Ma'akam HaShalom, what are you trying to teach me? Right? If you're telling me the chiddush is that you had two witnesses that are psula edus, right, and one that said he died, and then one comes and says he didn't die, like Rabbi Chemia, that's not a chiddush. That's what the second case the Mishnah taught me. So that's not a chiddush. That can't be the case. So ma the same. So what might you have thought? Ki azlinam baser rov deos lachumra about lakula lo. No, so the question is no. It is still telling you the chiddush, this applying this chiddush of Reb Nechemia, right? That we go once we're accepting psula edus, we'll go according to the majority, right? Two women versus one woman, or etc. But you might have thought that's only true azina basa rov deos lachumra to tell her sorry you can't get married or you gotta leave your husband. But to say she can get married, right? To be mekel, maybe you thought not. Kamash malan. Comes the Mishnah tell me, no, even in terms of allowing her to stay married, we still say halach achar rov deos because we're not accepting because we're accepting already psule edus. That ends up being the last piece here of the Mishnah. Fine. So let's learn the next Mishnah at least to take us on to Kufi Chesem Aleph. Okay, says the next Mishnah. And just to know what we're talking about here, Rashi explains it. Look at Rashi on the left side. Rashi two lines down on the very wide lines. Three lines down the very wide lines. Achas Omeris Meis. What's the case? Shtei Nashim Tsaros. These are two women who are co-wives. Habos Mimdines Hayam. And they come back from a trip overseas. Achas Omeris Meis Bali. One says, my husband died. Vitsaras Omeris Lomes. And the other woman says, that's not true, he didn't die. Okay, you probably get the case. Facts there before they come to Besdin, but okay. But they don't. So says the Mishnah. Achas omeres meis. So one of the women says, my husband died. We were overseas on a trip, and my husband died. Vachas omeres lo meis. And one says, no, my husband didn't die. Okay? They're talking about the same person. Zusha omeres meis tinase. Vetito ksubasa. Power of halachic reality. Ready? Right? The one who said that he testified that he died, she can get married and she can get a ksuba. Vizusha meres lo meis, and this one, the other one who said that he didn't die, lo tinase velo tito ksuba. She can't get married and she can't accept her, can't get her ksuba. We'll see what exactly the reason is. But one of the possibilities is she's a, you know, the concept in halacha, we mentioned this before, shavya nafshe chadicha dizura, a person can for themselves make something usher to them. It's not necessarily about what the factual reality is, but you, if you testified something, you've made it usher to you. So she's testifying that her husband is still alive. So by definition, she's making herself forbidden to marry somebody else. But fine. Okay, next case.
Yeah, but also,
yeah.
What we just learned also, it's as if you have
one.
Right.
In which case,
right,
the first woman shouldn't be allowed to get married.
Right. Right,
but she is.
Right.
So clearly we're leaving her for her, for herself, yeah, right? But not for the other person. Fascinating. Yeah. Right? Achas omeres meis v'achas omeres nerak. One says he died, right? And the other one says, no, he didn't just die, he was killed. So they're giving, they're each agreeing that he's dead, but they are giving contradictory testimony about how he died. Okay? Rabbi Meir omer, hol machisho zu et zu, hare elu lo ninasu. Rabbi Meir says, look, the fact that they're arguing with each other and they're contradicting each other, the fact that it comes out they both agree that he died, doesn't matter. They're clearly, they're contradicting each other's story, in which case neither story really goes for us, in which case neither of them can get married. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon omrim, hol vizu vizu modo she'ein kayam yinasu. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, yeah, but I get that they're disagreeing about some of the details, but in terms of the bottom line fact, they actually agree. And they both agree they died, and that's why they're both allowed to get married. Okay, look at Rashi for a second. Ho vizu vizu modos, ha achas moda, va achas ina moda lo yinasu shtehen ela achas. Right, because if they would not both agree, right, meaning we had that in the first case, if they don't both agree, then one of them gets married, the other one doesn't get married, right? But the fact that they both agree, that's why they're both allowed to get married. Okay, eid echad omer meis ve eid omer lo meis. One of them says he died, one of them says he didn't die. Isha omeris meis, vi isha omeris lo meis. You have a woman who says that he died, and another woman says that he didn't die. Harezu lo tinase. So then they're not allowed to get married. Look at Rashi, what's going on here? Ho basa shnia kodem shiati ruha. Right, the case is kodem shiati ruha api rishona. But fidu shnia zu sarasa usarta. Right, so what's the case? The point is that if you have one, how's that different than our original scenario? So the point is that one of them says he died, one of them says he didn't die, right? She can't get married. Why? Because they're standing together in Bezdin, right? It's mentioning the same thing Rashi mentioned earlier. Since the second one shows up before they give up Psak, right? Even if the second one's in Tzara, it's still going to work. And the Gemara is going to talk about what the scenario is and how it works, etc. But that we will pick up with next time. Okay, yeah, Shukaya.